Hi there, I'm Mark Marshall from Sandula Conservation. Welcome to a podcast. Now, today I am talking about a snake that makes everyone get the shivers. It is called the Cape Cobra. Yes, it is a very, very dangerous snake and it's an iconic snake because of the fact that this snake stands up and spreads a hood. Now, a hood is basically where it pushes out its rib cage just underneath its throat and its neck area, pushes it out and it makes a very wide hood effect. Now that is a warning. That is stating that I am dangerous. Now Cape Cobras generally are not very big snakes compared to the other cobras. You get the forest cobra that gets over 2 meters long. You get monster cobras in the whole of Africa. But out of all the cobras, even though our Cape Cobra is so small, it is one of the most dangerous of all cobras in the whole of Africa because its venom is extremely strong, extremely fast acting, and that's why it's classed as one of the most dangerous snakes in the whole of Africa. This snake comes in a lot of colors. You often look at a snake and you say, oh no, it's the snake because it's brown. Not at the Cape Cobra. Cape Cobras can be brown with speckles on them. They can be white with black and white brown speckles all over them. They can be a complete orange color, a golden color, a bright yellow color, or yellow with black specks. They can actually be also pure white. So these snakes are quite variable with their colors. And often they say it depends on where they live. Where they occur, they're a certain color. In Port Elizabeth, they are normally a dark brown color with a couple yellow specks on them. In the Kalahari, they can be bright yellow, and they are called different names because of these colors. You can call them the brein kopel, kopa kopel, canary snake, yellow snake, geel slang, golden snake. All of these snake names refer to this one snake, Cape Cobra, and it is not as common as it used to be, although it's in isolated areas. In other words, the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, right up to the Free State, right through to the southwestern side, through to Namibia, but they do not occur in the very, very hot, humid areas like Natal. They don't like that. They like the dry lands. So that's why we'll get them wherever there's dry, fynbosse areas. We'll get the old Cape Cobra. Wintertime Cape Cobras are not seen. They are very, very quiet in winter, but summertime they are active. They love the heat. They like dry heat. And these guys are brave snakes because you can be sitting there just relaxing and the snake decides it's in your garden and he goes, oh, I'm a little bit hot today, so I'm going to just go right into that house and go and sit on their tiles in the kitchen and cool off. So they don't care about humans. Problem with that is when you see a Cape Cobra, it's the worst thing in the world because you get such a fright. Just remember that snake gets a fright too, hey? And that's why either in the wild when a Cape Cobra sees you, it runs away. It doesn't want to be seen by you. It doesn't want to have any conflict with you. It wants to get away. It's a very scared snake. But the problem is, inside a captive environment like a lounge or a bedroom, that snake sees you. It realizes it cannot run away. And then it stands up and it shows its big hood. And it's really, really intimidating. And it even strikes at you to actually give you even more of a fright. So just remember, that is a warning saying, I am very dangerous. I've got a very potent neurotoxic venom and I'm not afraid to use it, so don't come any closer. That is when you have to actually get hold of a professional snake catcher to handle these snakes, because Cape Cobras are very dangerous. Always remember, the small Cape Cobras, a meter long, 50 centimeters long, they are the dangerous ones because they are very, very fast, very quick, and have got a very, very bad attitude. Now, the very large ones, 1.6 meters long, they don't care. They are completely relaxed. They seldom even spread a hood. They're saying, hey, I don't mind. I'm big enough, strong enough, and I've got potent venom, so I'm not scared of anything. And they are very, very gentle when handling compared to the younger little ones. So just remember, Cape Cobras, when they're small, are very, very dangerous. Now, why they are in our areas is simply because you go out to a nature reserve or somewhere to visit, you're having a good time, the snake crawls into your car engine and you actually don't know it's there. You drive with a snake home and you park into your garage, you close the door of the garage, you open the door from the garage into your kitchen, you leave it open, the snake crawls out of the engine into your house. Now, this happens often and often. Time and time again, we get called out, why is a Cape Cobra in my house? You brought it from out nature, so you brought it with you. Remember, these snakes love car engines, so you're... That's a dangerous situation when you've got that happening, okay? So remember, if you go out, Cape Cobras are out also. They want to hide from you. They want to get away from you. They really, really don't want to see you. But unfortunately, they do hide in the wrong place and wrong time. And also, their diet is huge. They don't just eat rats and mice. They eat rats and mice, fish, birds, eggs, anything that can fit into mouth, they'll eat. And one of their favorite foods is actually the venomous puff adder. They'll actually eat other snakes too. So just remember, they are very adaptive, very strong, very fast, very dangerous snakes. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. Please visit sandula.co.za. Thank you very much.